I told you to stop. Stop.
I can't. I got the music is in me. It's in me. Ew. Gross. Slurpee. Right. Ew.
So,
what's going on? Oh.
You wanted to talk about stuff.
I didn't.
Hi, this is Ben and Naomi. Welcome to Kittens in a Bed. Today is 5/28/08.
Ben's drinking Slurpees.
Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is a podcast on Long Island. I'm so glad you could join us.
Dun, 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 dun,
come on, what if dun. This is the first time someone's listening to this? They're going to think it's stupid. Talk about some politics.
Barack Obama is...
I hate it when you can't get anything in the Slurpee.
You're an asshole.
I'm sorry. Barack Obama is black.
Okay. Yes, he is black.
Update. Barack Obama is still black.
He is still black. All right. So, you know, a couple months ago, we had this whole Hillary Clinton.
I call her HC.
All right. We had the HC fiasco of, I was in Bosnia dodging sniper fire. Well, I think Obama made a little slip up in one of his speeches, and they're trying.
Wait, was she in Bosnia?
She was in Bosnia. There were no snipers to be found.
Sure, she wasn't playing Halo.
She could have been. She could have been playing Halo. I know there have been plenty of times when I've been playing Halo where I have been dodging sniper fire. So it's very possible.
Or the GTA 4.
Yeah.
The Grand Theft Autos.
Yeah. I had to think for a second what the heck you're talking about. So they're trying to make Barack's little slip up, I think, into like a Hillary type of thing.
And what was his
What slip he up? Said, he was talking about. He was sharing a story about his great uncle or his uncle, I don't remember. I guess it was great uncle. Maybe it was his uncle. Some family member
right.
who had served in World War II, who was part of liberating one of the concentration camps.
Was he part of the Tuskegee Airmen?
No.
Or was that maybe that wasn't World War II?
I
don't. You know those black pilots?
Yes.
Tuskegee Airmen?
Yes.
You know, Cowboy Curtis was in one of them? He was a cowboy. He was a...
Wait, Cowboy Curtis? Cowboy Curtis or the guy that played Cowboy Curtis?
No, Cowboy Curtis. He was a Tuskegee Airman.
That doesn't make any sense.
Cowboy Curtis.
Cowboy Curtis is fictional.
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Cowboy Curtis from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Fictional.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes. Was Lawrence Fishburne part of that?
Oh, he was in a movie called The Tuskegee
God,
Airmen.
I'm going to fucking
HBO.
Stab
was
you.
Was that World War II or World War One?
I don't know. I don't know. But that is not...
I always get my W's confused. My W's.
Double W's? Hey, just like Bush. You're a W.
So continue.
Proceeding. The actual camp that his uncle liberated was... Buchenwald? Buchenwald? It's a German Buchen something. I can't pronounce it.
Buckyballs.
Yeah, it was that concentration camp. And Barack had said that it was Auschwitz. And it wasn't Auschwitz.
What a major fuck up.
Yeah, major fuck up. Major. So apparently, like, there's, like, Republican groups that are outraged. I think I read in the paper, it was the Russians that liberated Auschwitz. So unless his uncle was, you know, serving the Reds, he didn't do it. But it's not like Barack was saying, yeah, I was in World War II, and right. I liberated Auschwitz. He was sharing that his uncle did... I mean, his uncle did liberate one of the camps, just wasn't Auschwitz.
Yeah,
it was just
like
it was a different
was
camp.
Lying. Look, They're the like man a, made a little slip
right.
up.
It wasn't like he was, like... It would have been a Hillary if he had...
HC.
It would have been an HC if he had said that he himself had liberated... The concentration camp.
H to the C.
So anyway, I thought that was kind of stupid. And now, like, everyone wants, like, this full explanation and an investigation to his story and all this other bullshit.
Well, it's like when that zombie guy ran.
Zombie guy?
Yeah, you know.
Zombie guy?
John Kerry? You know him?
Yes. No,
when he ran
and the Munsters.
Yeah, kind of looked like a monster. A monster. But remember when he was part of that swift boat thing?
Yeah.
They were like saying, oh no, he wasn't even in Vietnam. Right. Look, he was such a loser.
Right.
It turned out he was.
Right. Yeah.
They're like,
Purple Hearts, man. He got some Purple Hearts.
But Obama didn't do shit. It was his great uncle.
Right. And he was just sharing. And that's the other thing, like,
why didn't he go back in time to fucking liberate Auschwitz? No.
But, like, they're just trying to pick and choose at anything to kind of show the public that, oh, he's not trustworthy. He's making up stories. He's a liar. He twists the facts.
Well, he does. I mean,
it was the wrong camp. And that is huge. That is fucking huge. So anyway, I thought that was pretty stupid. On another note, I think I might be going to Chicago.
For Pizza Hut.
Pizza? Not really. Just
for pizzas. Naomi's going to Chicago because she loves pizza. She loves deep dish.
FYI, for any new listeners, I hate pizza. I wish it never existed.
For any
new. And I think whoever created pizza, the Italians, are going to hell.
What was that noise?
That was you. Anyway.
Shh. I don't like when you talk about pizza in that tone.
Oh, sorry. I fucking hate it.
I love pizza, and I believe that everyone should love pizza. If they don't love pizza, you're not my friend.
Oh, I guess I'm not your friend. Guess we're getting a divorce.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Da, 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 da.
So stupid.
Go. Continue.
Anyway, so,
pizza time.
Oh, I'm gonna stab you. Don't let me talk ever. I'm beating the shit out of your leg.
Ow, stop. You talk too much.
Fuck you.
I'm joking. Go.
No, I'm done. Pizza. Don't want to share.
Pizza. I'll tell the story of why she's going to Chicago.
You better get it right.
She's going to Chicago with a friend Michelle.
Yes.
To get a tattoo.
I don't know if I'm getting a tattoo.
Well,
I may
Michelle
not have
Michelle is getting a
Michelle
tattoo.
Is definitely... She and I have wanted to do this whole tattoo thing for a while. Like, it's our thing. Like, I got my first tattoo with her, and I didn't get my second tattoo.
Why don't you describe your tattoos? Most people don't have bitches.
On my back.
This was your first.
This is my first one. I designed it myself. It's the word beloved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in fancy letters, and it's all swirly, and it's got, like, little stars and polka dots, and it's all pretty, and, like fairies. It's pretty, and I love it. And then the one on my wrist are three green stars with little swirlies and things. I really like swirls and things. They make me happy. So she needs one of her tattoos fixed. I want to get another tattoo. And we've been like... The problem is like...
What's wrong with her tattoo?
It's not... I think it represents a lot of bad memories for her, plus it's just...
Oh, yeah. She wants to get it altered.
Yeah, she wants it altered. I mean, I don't know... I don't even know if she wants it necessarily completely, like, covered or removed. I think she just wants it changed. Cool. But whatever. So, we've been wanting to get tattoos. So, she said, when you get your tax return, call me up and we'll go get some tattoos. So, from the time we decided this... We've been looking around, looking for tattoo shops, trying to find, like, a really good artist, because I really haven't been that happy with the last tattoo place I went to. We kind of fucked up my wrist. I'm not really...
You don't like that one?
Well, part of the ink, like, bled, and there are certain spots that are, like, the lines are thicker than other lines, and it looks kind of sloppy. Mm. I like it, but I'm not... For the money I paid, it totally should be better. So anyway, we were shopping around, and Michelle actually found... a picture of a tattoo that she has always wanted, and she liked it, so she contacted the person that did it, and it turns out this person is in Chicago. So I called her up today to tell her that I finally got my tax return, and she was like, oh, well, by the way, I'm planning on going to Chicago to get my tattoo, and I would totally love to go with you. So I was like, cool, we're going to go to Chicago. I may or may not get a tattoo, I'm not sure.
Cool.
So it's exciting. Have you gotten any tattoos, babies?
You know I didn't.
Well, the listeners don't know.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm delicate.
You delicate?
Yeah.
We
were just talking about. I always change my mind about like what I want, so that kind of makes me nervous. Of like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna change my mind once I get it. I'm not gonna like it.
No, that's why you get something you like.
But I like a lot of different things.
Well, this one on my wrist was completely spontaneous. I went in there like. The day before I got it, I drew it up. I said, this is what I want. I'll be back tomorrow. And that's what it was. And now, like, I look at it and I'm kind of like, ugh. I mean, it's not bad. It's nothing offensive. It's not, like, whatever. It's just stars. But, yeah.
If someone offered you free laser surgery to get it removed, would you get it removed?
Yeah.
You would?
Well, I would get it removed and then I'd probably go and get it redone. Oh. You know? Like, I like the stars. I just don't like the way certain parts of the tattoo came out. I'm not really thrilled. And some of the, if you can, like, if you look there, like, that's white. That's skin. Hmm. Some of the color didn't stay on the skin. Hmm. And the guy's telling me it's my fault because he said I picked the scabs, but I swear to you, I didn't. Yeah. I, like, religiously tied my hand behind my back so I wouldn't scratch at it. Like, it's not. It was just a shitty quality.
So let's tell the place where you got that so people won't go.
The place is called Slinging Ink in Island Park.
I went there.
You did not.
Yeah. My one of my girlfriends got her tattoo.
Oh, there. Really? Oh, maybe also, you told me that.
There was a guy named Shu did it. And no. His pen.
Yeah.
Like, all his things were signed. And Shoe. It had, like, a little... He drew a little shoe.
Stupid. The guy that did mine was Tombstone. Oh, boy. Yeah, it was bad.
Wow. Is that his... Did he legally change his name to Tombstone?
I don't know. All
right. I don't know. We're over.
We are. It's looking really weird. Look at that.
You're looking really weird. I love you.
I love you. Obama, don't go to Auschwitz.